Let's roll. William Bray is reporting for duty. Fasten your seatbelts and hold on your carrots, comrades. We're going to burn some high-performance health rubber. You're about to enter the Lean Bray's throwdown zone. Accelerating for this simple, sugarless solutions, we are Avengers of Health. Hide those donuts. You're listening to the Lean Bray's radio show at theleanbrays.com. Welcome, Braves. I'm Ron Jones with Kevin Rail. He's now in Park City, Utah, back to Park City, where the air is clean and the snow is white, like the sugar we're going to talk about today. And we're both Lean Braves, and we've got an exciting show called Sugar Shock, Kevin.
What's up, my man?
What's...
We got a beautiful day here. Also, the skies are blue in Park City, and the sun is out, usually 90% of the time. I just want to add that.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I'm happy to have you back in Park City. I think the phone signal is actually better.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, you know, before I'll give you a little backstory on this, and Kevin, you know this, but I started getting these like email notices from Kellogg's, and at first I just thought it was more senseless spam that's not going to make the world any better, and then I realized there's an opportunity here because I actually started reading what they were telling people, and I noticed that a lot of it was marketed right at the kids or the parents of kids. And I fired it over to Kevin. Of course, you know, we've got too many firing squad subjects and too little time, Kevin.
Yeah, it just keeps on piling up deeper and deeper.
But it's absolutely ridiculous what they are doing in terms of the dupage, and we're going to expose that dupage behind the Christmas junk food marketing, because one of the things that they used in their email notice was unwrap the joy, and then they talked about how much joy you can find in Pop-Tarts and sugar cookies. And, you know, considering we have a child obesity crisis and we're looking at some serious health issues in this country that we cannot afford, I thought it was time to do another show on sugar, Kevin.
Absolutely. I'm always down with a sugar show.
So, Kevin, looks like you did some research here and you picked out three products that we're going to talk about specifically. And we're just going to be very factual with this. I mean, we're going to punch it up a little bit, but we're talking about the factual contents of these products, and that's the Kellogg's Sugar Cookie Pop-Tarts, the Kellogg's Frosted Chocolate Pop-Tart Mini-Crisp. Yes, and the Welch's Fruit and Yogurt Snacks, which is a little bit of deception there, you know, because it kind of sounds like it might be healthy. But our man in the street, K-Rail Special Ops Lean Braze, is going to expose that dupage. But before we start, we've got some hot breaking news on the Shake Weight reviews.
Oh, yes, of course. I forgot about the Shake Weight in our little conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I actually have, I'm going to just bottom line it really fast for you. It's absolute crap. Let's put it bluntly. This little Shake Weight tool, there's been research done on it and studies and everything by the American Council on Exercise, right from the presses. So this ain't just K-Rail talking smack it on the street. This is direct research. Now, allegedly, this tool does, in fact, cause a high amount of muscle fiber recruitment and even aerobic activity when you use it for whatever the duration is that they recommend, 5 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may sound shocking to you, RJ, I don't know. It's definitely shocking to me, and I don't know if it's much shocking to people out on the streets or not, but there's more to the story than meets the eye. Interestingly, they recommend there's like four different exercises, I guess, with this Shake Weight tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's supposed to be for triceps, biceps, chest, and shoulders. And they show you how to do the exercise, and you shake it in a certain way, in a certain position for a certain amount of time, and whatever. And there's a 2.5-pounder for women and a 5-pounder for men. So allegedly, this tool, doing the exercise, elicits more muscle fiber recruitment than you would receive if you did, I think, 100 reps with the same amount of weight out in the gym.
Is it enough extra recruitment to have any significant impact, though?
Here's the interesting thing. Who the hell do you know, other than a 95-year-old person that's in a rehab center, lifts more than 2.5 pounds?
Right.
And everybody does.
Yeah.
2.5 bloody pounds, he ain't going to do a damn thing for you.
Right, right.
But that's not even the interesting thing about it. According to their website or whatever, the Shake Weight, any exercise you do causes a 300% more muscle activation than a conventional exercise for the same muscle group. 300%. And what American Council on Exercise devised was, it's 66% higher, not 300%. So there's dupage number one right there.
Right.
So that automatically sends the Shake Weight to the firing squad. But what really sends it to the firing squad and really hammers the point home with me that it's bunk is the fact that this tool that is supposed to be working your biceps or your chest or whatever the focus muscle is with the particular exercise,
right,
puts most of the emphasis goes to the triceps with every exercise.
Really?
Yeah.
So, hey, it's a
good... That's the main thing that Ace talked about. So if you're doing the bicep exercise with the shake weight,
yeah,
you're supposed to be getting like 300% recruitment for the bicep muscles.
Right, right.
In fact, you're getting all the recruitment for the tricep. And then they found out that was all the way across the board. The triceps were the main muscles being worked with every single exercise, even though they say you're working your shoulders here, your chest there.
So you know what's going to happen. All the ladies are going to use it for the chicken fat on the back of their arms now.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen.
Well, it's interesting. I'm actually surprised that it got that much more recruitment. However, you know, I guess.
I understand that. I was surprised that it got that much recruitment. And I was like thinking, oh boy, maybe this shake weight is for real. But then when I got into the real cold hard facts and the straight up lean beret dope, I was like, forget it.
Well, you know, it's based on some of that PowerPoint machine stuff where it's a very high oscillation rate. And so my thing was, I don't know if it's going to, you know, I doubt if it's going to vibrate with a high enough frequency to do anything really metabolically. But anyway, there's a lot of simple, effective ways to exercise without that. However, we want to tie it back into the Sugar Shock show. We can use that thing to beat the hell out of some of these sugar products that they're duping our kids with.
That's true. It looks like it has a really nice, comfortable hand grip because I have touched one at one time.
All right. So let's get into the sugar shock, you know, and let's throw out some terms here: sugar coma, sugar induced coma, you know, sugar shock. And the reason we're calling the show Sugar Shock, everyone, is because there is a toxic shock type of effect when you eat all this sugar in your brain. And it's you know, Dr. Sullivan talked about this, John Sullivan, when he did the show with us, Kevin. He talked about how, you know, sugar addiction really ruins your ability to make logical decisions, and you know, it affects your neural capabilities.
Yeah, it pretty much does. I'm not going to say it has the exact same effect as cocaine because I've never taken cocaine, but it's almost like taking a hit of cocaine.
Well, you wonder
from what I have researched and read and heard out on the streets.
Yeah, you wonder when you see people fiending on sugar, and it starts reminding you of a drug like coke or heroin. And it completely takes over, you know, it drives them. That sugar high and fix need drives them throughout life. Everything seems to revolve around that. So I think there's something to it, and we'll keep digging on that. But let's look at that first Kellogg's product, you know, that we highlighted. And again, this is, we're just going to look at the product and talk about what's actually in it. And remember, these are being marketed to our kids in an obesity crisis. So, Kevin, I'll let you talk about this. It's the Kellogg's Sugar Cookie Pop-Tart. So what's the Lean Beret bottom line?
Well, I think it's only fitting that we talk about the sugar cookie Pop-Tarts because they're being marketed right around the holiday time frame. And if you go to the website and look this product up, it's really brilliant marketing. There's you know, there's a nice fancy picture on there and stuff. And each Pop-Tart has a fancy little picture on it of like bears skating and like these fun holiday scenes and so on and so forth. So they may be tempted to point out and say, Mom, look at how fun that looks. And they want the kids to, you know, of course, buy into it, which they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearly seen on the front of the box as well. And then the parents are blindsided as well, RJ. It's not just the kids. So when you look at the box, what do you see? Well, you see this symbol that says, good sources of 8 vitamins and minerals. What do you think about that's going to do?
I'd love
all of a sudden, parents' mind goes, "Oh, great, vitamins and minerals. Well, I'll get these for my kids, and there's a good healthy reason for this healthy snack to be administered to my child."
Right, but I love what you put in our liner notes: scant amounts.
Yeah, there's an absolute scant amount of the vitamins and minerals in there. Anything that's like, you know, I don't know what they recommend as being legally able to say the word good source of on a product, but honestly, 10% of something is not a good source, if you ask me.
Yeah, there's enough.
Further examination of the Pop-Tarts, I was seeing 10% of like vitamin A and C and all these other things, but that is not a hell of a lot, if you ask me.
So they're putting scant amounts in there, just enough probably to make it legal to say, to talk about vitamins and minerals.
Source.
Yeah, yeah. But what's interesting is when we dig into this, there's a one pastry, right, contains 14 grams of sugar, and that is almost 4 teaspoons, just in one.
Yeah.
Just in one.
Exactly.
Unwrap the joy. Remember that unwrap the joy is one of the terms they used in the email I got on the Christmas foods.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much. I don't know how much joy is in a generation of kids facing blindness and possible amputation and the healthcare costs that will bankrupt them before they even get started in life. But it's interesting how I guess one can define joy in different ways, you know?
Yeah, before they even get out of high school, mind you.
But
I'd like to further add, just in case you guys don't remember one of our shows in the past, we addressed how to figure out how much sugar there actually is in a product. So all you need to do is address your nutrition facts panel, look for the word sugars, and then you'll see a number next to it. Now, this sugar cookie crap or whatever it's called by Kellogg's, there's 14 grams of sugar per serving,
mm-hmm.
okay? So all you got to do is divide that by 4. So 4 grams equal a teaspoon.
Yep.
So one single pastry comes out to about almost 4 teaspoons of sugar.
How many kids eat just one?
Don't want your kid to have the Pop-Tart. If you're okay with your kid having the Pop-Tart, you don't have it in your house, you might as well just take 4 teaspoons of sugar and just dump them in your child's mouth and have them eat it. Sit there and fold your arms and watch them.
Right. And actually, four teaspoons of straight sugar would be healthier than eating the Pop-Tart. Because in the Pop-Tart, we don't just have sugar. We have high fructose corn syrup. We have corn syrup. We have regular sugar. And some of your favorites, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you pronounce these because I don't even know if I can pronounce these words.
Well, we've got TBHQ, which I'm not going to bother pronouncing it because there's no need to. It's a long-phrased artificial ingredient. It's a preservative, and it's junk, and it's garbage. And then, of course, we've got the artificial flavors. They always seem to pop in there. And then we have sodium stearolactylate. Now, remember, from the Lean Berets 101 manual, I always said if you cannot pronounce something or spell it without looking at a journal or a dictionary, then it doesn't belong in your body.
Right.
And I'm pretty damn sure that no one would be able to spell that word right there that I just said if I didn't have it written in front of you.
And we go back to
then we go a little further down the ingredient label. We got red number 40, blue number 1, yellow number 5, all artificial colors.
Yeah,
that's my case.
So there's nothing good in this for your kids.
Nothing.
Nothing. No, absolutely nothing. And we'll go back to what Jack Elaine said. And really, Jack Elaine is the inspiration for a lot of what we do. He said, "If man makes it, don't eat it." You know, I mean, if you can't read the ingredients that, you know, are just regular foods, then we don't need to be eating this crap, especially giving it to our kids that are potentially overweight or obese. So that's the Kellogg sugar cookie Pop-Tart that they're asking your kids to eat with joy this Christmas season. And now we're moving on to the second product of the day highlighted, Kellogg's Frosted Chocolate Pop-Tarts Mini Crisp. Hey, little portion reduction there. That sounds healthy. What do you say, Kevin?
Yeah, doesn't it? Sounds great. And, you know, we are smack dab in the middle of a child obesity epidemic and crisis, as we've been saying forever. And Kellogg's has used this to their advantage, coming out with, as RJ said, the mini crisps, which are also, I might add, good sources of 7 vitamins and minerals. And they only contain 100 calories per pack. What do you think of that?
Hey, man, it sounds like a healthy alternative for the health-conscious parent.
That's right. But now let's go a little further. Now, what if you have an obese child, and they're starving, and they get a taste of this package of 100 calorie snacks, and they love it, and all of a sudden the parents like, oh, these are good for you because only 100 calories a piece. That's great. You leave for work, the child is at home unattended, and you know what he does? He goes and grabs 3 packs and whiffs them all down.
Mm-hmm.
So that equals 4. What's 4 plus 100, RJ? 4 times 100.
Yeah, it's 400 calories, right?
400 calories.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you got. Okay, one pack, 100 calories, great. All of a sudden, he eats 4 packs, he's got 400 calories. And believe you me, I know people who have, I am one of the most biggest perpetrators of this as myself years ago when I was first getting into the whole health food industry. I used to go and get packs of fat-free Fig Newtons, and I would eat like the whole bloody thing.
Right.
And I was happy. I was like, these are fat-free, I get all I want, and I'd shovel them down my throat. And guess what? I'd eat 1,000 calories.
Yeah, it hasn't worked well for us.
Because I was fooled into thinking that, this low-fat, no-fat thing is okay and good for me because they said it on TV yesterday on the World News. Well, guess what? When you have these offerings out there, you have to be very disciplined about eating. It's skewed and stupid as well.
Right.
But it doesn't even stop there. We have to also go to the deceptive ingredients in the package as well.
Well, I want to point out, and this is our lean brace spin, you know, it's not just the calories. We're talking about child obesity again. We're talking about the sugar in the foods. But it's not just the calories. I mean, what we need to heal this nation, especially give our kids a fighting chance for a healthy future, is better quality food. So, you know, it's not just that, okay, one serving of this frosted chocolate Pop-Tart mini crisp, whatever, is only 100 calories. The deeper issue is what's in it that represents 100 calories. And we've got more sugar. We've got corn syrup. We've got artificial vanilla flavor. We've got yellow number 5 lake, red number 40 lake, blue number 2 lake, and yellow number 6 lake. I mean, this, and there's nothing good in these products, right? Or they have a scant amount of vitamins and minerals they put in there, so they can put that in the labeling. You know, something I want to point out, I dug around on their website a little bit today before the show, Kevin, and they do this whole thing with, like, healthy education and Cereal 101, and they talk about how you need to start the day with energy and consume valuable nutrients that the kids might otherwise miss and enjoy a tasty meal from simple grains, and that's all well and good. But they don't say anything there on that Cereal 101 page about sugar. So it's very conveniently packaged to highlight the things that are in the media that people will pick up on as being healthy, and then they carefully avoid the outrageous amounts of sugars and processed chemicals in these products. And they're just not healthy. That's the bottom line. So that was our second product, Kellogg's Frosted Chocolate Pop-Tarts Mini Crisp.
And let me just give you people one quick tip right here as well.
Yeah.
When you're reading the ingredient label, we said this before, but I'll say it again, automatically you should be turned off when you see a really thick ingredient label with like 8,000 ingredients.
Right.
You'll see that big, thick label, and then you'll see things like enriched flour or something as the first ingredient, and then you'll see things in parentheses and... You know, you'll see initials like TBHQ and stuff, like we said earlier.
Mm.
And that's all you need to see to know that you should leave it alone. End of story.
Yeah. There's sugar in just about everything. You know, I was hanging out with a diabetic chef, Chris Smith, you know, this last week, Kevin, as you know. And somebody asked him in the presentation he was doing about healthy diabetic cooking, you know, high fructose corn syrup. And it was funny because his eyes kind of rolled back in his head. He goes, oh, my gosh, I could go on 2 or 3 days about how unhealthy this is for our bodies. He goes, they put this stuff in everything. He goes, it's probably in that table. We could eat that table right there, you know. And it's true. They're sneaking high fructose corn syrup in almost every kind of food product today that is, you know, a conventional, we'll say. So we've got to really start digging in and looking at these labels. And I like the Lean Bray approach. It's very, very simple, man. You're going to flip the label over, look at it. If you can't pronounce it, probably firing squad candidate, right? If in the first 5 ingredients, if you see anything that has anything to do with sugar, and Kevin, you should probably talk about all the little sneaky names for sugar now, too, before we go to our third product.
Well, anything with the word corn in it, run like hell.
Yeah.
And then you'll see sometimes maltose or corn syrup solids, cocoa processed with alkali. All these things are just like nonsense. And whenever you see the word syrup or solids or something like that, it's always bad news.
Right.
And oftentimes you'll see things that are enriched. If you see the word enriched, that's junk as well.
Yeah, it's processed,
that's
right?
That's always going to be in your first 5. That doesn't have really to do with sugar, but...
Yeah.
Whenever something's enriched, basically a product is bleached, which means it's void of all of its chemicals. Bleaching is a process usually done with bread that tries to get more mileage out of flour, mm-hmm. make more product. Mm-hmm. And then they cheapen the product, make it easy to sell because it's cheap, literally cheap, money-wise. And then they try to re-enrich it with the stuff that was taken out in the first place, which is basically 2 chemical processes. So... We go back to the processing thing. You don't want to have anything that's enriched. You don't want anything that's processed. And you don't want anything with the word sugar in the first 5. Well, I'm not saying you don't want that, but, you know, the corn syrup solids and the you know, if you're watching your sugars, there's going to be different ways it's going to be in the first 5 ingredients. Just be careful. That's the key thing to look for.
Yeah, we just got to get back to real food. It's very, very, very simple, everyone. It's very simple. You know, the processed foods today, the conventional type foods, are loaded with chemicals and sugars, even if they don't have the fat. You know, so you just got to, and they're getting very sneaky about it because the general public now is getting a little more savvy, Kevin, about recognizing, hey, you know, we probably have too much sugar in these products. So now they're coming up with all these little creative names. It's all a game, man. You know, it's all a big game about money. And, you know, we're doing our part to try to expose this and make it really simple so people can understand it. And our last product today we're reviewing is the Welch's fruit and yogurt snacks, which are really deceptive because, you know, anytime somebody sees the word yogurt, they start thinking health. And then it says fruit and yogurt. That must be really good for my kid. Well, K-Rail probably has a little bit different expose on that.
Yeah, there's... You would think the coupling, the union of fruit and yogurt would be healthy, wouldn't you?
You would think so, yeah.
Everything you've read, you know, everything you've heard on the news, everything you read in the papers, and so on and so forth. In theory, it sounds great. But unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of things on the label that would steer you in a different direction. Now, we've got, I'm going to go through these, you know, directly from the Welch's website.
Mm-hmm.
They do this great job of giving you all the bells and whistles on the front page. Excellent source of vitamin A and D, good source of calcium, gluten-free. That's a big buzzword nowadays.
Oh, gluten-free.
We'll tell you about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Low in fat and 100% of your daily allowance of vitamin C. The powerful antioxidant of vitamin C. Everyone loves to talk about that all the time.
Okay.
And to make matters better for you, they also come in mouth-watering cherry, blueberry, and strawberry flavors.
Flavors. I wonder if it's real fruit, though.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
However, a package of the strawberry variety, get this, RJ, contains 30 grams of sugar. One package. That equals 7.5 teaspoons of sugar for a small package.
For a small package.
Of strawberry yogurt snacks, yes.
And, of course, there are the other likely suspects in the deceptive ingredients. As I read through Kevin's liner notes here, they do have some actual fruit puree in there, but there's also sugar and corn syrup and modified cornstarch in the first five ingredients, which, remember, these are weighted by percentages, so anything in that first five is going to be basically what the product's made up of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, what Kevin pointed out, I want to highlight this. You know, any fruit-oriented product should have no additional sugar forms added into it. I mean, the fruit itself should be sufficient, right? And we don't need to keep dumping sugar and all these sugar derivatives and sugar substitutes in on top of the product.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that is interesting about this fruit and yogurt snack is when fruit gets dried, I don't know if you've noticed this, RJ, but it tends to taste sweeter. It's like more concentrated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that just hammers the point home more for me that there should be no added sugars at all in this product. No corn starches, no corn syrups, none of that stuff.
Right. And then we have artificial strawberry flavor. So, you know, we got into this with some of these fruit roll-up things, you know, where people are reaching over my shoulder at Costco to get these for their kids thinking they see the word fruit on the label, on the front of the label, right? They don't flip the thing over and read the actual ingredients because there's no real fruit of any significance in the product. It's all a bunch of chemicals designed to taste similar to piece of fruit, right? And so when we look deeper at this, we see artificial strawberry flavor in these Welch's fruit and yogurt snacks, and we see red number 40 lake and titanium dioxide. And I'm like, titanium dioxide.
That's my favorite one. I just love saying that word. It rolls off my tongue really nice.
It sounds like something. Yeah, it sounds like something I need in my racing bike, you know. So I did a little Google search of it, and I found an interesting post by the Canadian National Occupational Health and Safety Resource website, and they're talking about it being possibly a carcinogen to humans, and basically what they use this stuff for is to provide whiteness and opacity to products such as paints, plastics, papers, inks, and foods and toothpaste. And they're worried about the dust of, you know, when people are around this stuff and manufacturing and packing and milling and site cleaning and maintenance. It doesn't sound like it would pass Jack O'Lane's criteria, which is if man makes it, don't eat it, right?
I don't think it would. It's pretty far off the charts. starts.
But yet we're feeding this to our kids under the guise of this is a healthy snack. And this is what we want to expose in Lean Berets. You know, these products aren't healthy for your kids. They're loaded with sugar. They're loaded with chemicals. They're loaded with God knows what. You know, we'd have to have a chemistry degree to decipher some of this stuff. But in a true Lean Berets style, we want to offer some healthy alternatives. And, Kevin, you're always great at that. You know, we can send something to the firing squad. But, I mean, you've got an incredible knowledge base off the top of your head about ways that people can substitute and make a better choice. So you got a couple ideas for us before we wrap it up?
Yeah, well, let's go with the fruit and yogurt, first of all.
Yeah.
It's very simple. Just go to, you know, as you guys are probably well aware, I know, RJ, you are, I'm strict when it comes to organic and all natural and keep the pesticides and chemicals out of my food and that kind of stuff. But if you're not willing to go to a health food store, if you think the stuff's a little more expensive, just find yourself a good dried fruit that has completely nothing but fruit. Just look in the ingredient label. It'll have very little ingredients, like, let's say cranberries, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Sun-dried cranberries, zero. That's it. That's the ingredient label. Done. You get some of those. You get actual yogurt. Now, I do recommend you go with a hormone-free, antibiotic-free yogurt in this position.
Yeah.
Greek yogurt is really good. Chobani, what's that other good one? Faye, it's spelled F-A-G-E.
Mm-hmm.
Organic Valley is still one of my favorites, but or Stonyfield Farm, I should say. I'm getting off track here. What am I doing? Stonyfield Farm is still one of my favorites. There's a little bit of a gray area with them right now, but I still see that they're still putting out a good product.
Yeah.
Just take some of that stuff, mix it in with the yogurt, throw a little bit of sunflower seeds in there and a little bit of cinnamon, and mix it all together, and you have a great-tasting snack right there. And it's a lot more plentiful, and it like, when you have a spoon and you're like putting it in your mouth, it takes you a while to chew all the stuff together, and it slows down your snack time. So if you have like a pack of these Welch's fruit snacks and you just shovel them, people tend to like take their hand like a big spoon, like a shovel, and they just fill it and they just start shoveling things down their throat.
Mm-hmm.
When you take these fast, big gulps of food, you end up eating a lot more.
Right.
But if you slow yourself down and make yourself a nice, real good snack of yogurt and actual, you know, sun-dried cranberries or raisins, and put some seeds in there, it's going to slow down your chewing time, and it's going to fill you up. It's going to fill you up because your stomach is going to have more time to register the food is coming in.
Yeah, I want to.
That's a little secret.
That's a good tip, and I want to touch on the cost of this because that's one of the drawbacks of people going organic. And we're talking a lot about, you know, organic type food the last year, and I don't want to cut people out of this because, you know, Kevin and I are very blue collar in our approach at the Lean Berets, and we want to make sure that everything we do is something that the common person can apply. You know, that working class person, because that's the background that we were raised in and that we appreciate the most. And I noticed, you know, the tide is turning, man. I think if you're buying local and you're buying local organic, I don't think the cost is as prohibitive as people think. They just got to find the sources, right? So the other day, I'll give you an example. The other day I needed lunch and I thought, you know, I'm going to go to the place I like to go. It has a nice chicken burritos. And I thought, you know, the Lassen's is right next door and I'm going to jet over there and have a nice sandwich. And I went over there and I had a small cup of split pea soup and a sandwich, all organic ingredients, Kevin. And it was the same price, you know, and it was an excellent lunch and very healthy. So I think if you look around and you find some local sources, it won't be as expensive as you think. And we're going to do some more on backyard gardening and things of that nature that you can do at home too. So that was a good tip. Absolutely. on the yogurt stuff. Do you have any other thing to add?
Not really off the top of my head.
Okay.
Except maybe there's I'm gonna do one named a company name drop if that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. There's a company called Country Choice. Or they have an organic line of products and stuff like that. They have a special line of stuff specifically for kids called Fit Kids. And they have oatmeal and they have like these things called Snackin' Grams and so on and so forth. But they're clean products. They are within the scope of the Lean Berets Code of Ethics. In my book, they will eventually receive the Lean Berets Seal of Approval as well.
You know what would be a good idea? We should follow up on that and put out some kind of little handout on Lean Berets approved like kid snack ideas. Because basically, it, you know, that's what people want is something really simple. One page, hey, man, here's some healthy alternatives to all this other kind of, you know, crap that we talked about today.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to write a note about that right now. And what was the name of that company again?
Country Choice.
Country Choice, and they're called Fit Kids?
Yep.
Okay, excellent. We should get them on the show.
I will work on that as soon as we get done with today's.
Absolutely. Well, hey, this is a pretty tight show today. We just went in and punched real hard and told you the truth about some products that are being marketed to kids and an obesity crisis that are loaded with sugar and preservatives and food coloring and all kinds of other stuff and some scant amount of vitamins and minerals. So I hope you make a healthier choice after you listen to the show and some of the other things we're kicking out. And we want you to have a healthy holiday. And thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon. You've been listening to Lean Braze Radio Show at theleanbraze.com. Music today provided by Humble Pie. Until next time, keep your foot in the accelerator for health and rock on without the extra sugar. Oh, my.